Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Self-care is not easy, but caregiving for another human can be even tougher because you're using a lot of empathy towards them, plus you have to remember to self-care. On this episode, Bob talks about how challenging it was to take care of his dad and himself at the same time. Enjoy.
Oh, I've been in a basement in a while. I was in my grandmother's basement a week and a half ago, where my grandfather used to have his workshop and used to have his office. And,
windows?
Yes, high windows. High windows, like, you
right.
know.
Because if you're in a basement, you want to see the outside because you don't normally want to stay there. They're not casinos. They're not bowling alleys. And they're certainly not Walmarts.
You have closed the loop on that one. They'll smell the same, though, too. Have you been? I mean,
musty, kind of, underground.
But not unpleasant. Yeah, I don't
spend
a lot of
nice
time
and
there.
Cool,
but
though.
Cool,
yeah,
dank.
I like them.
I like that word, dank. It's kind of dank. But it's taken on a new meaning since the weed culture.
Yeah, but it's gotten a couple of different meanings.
But dank does, it did mean kind of moist smelling.
Yeah.
And so I was doing a lot of laundry in this space, which was kind of interesting. And there's groundwater coming up. I had to call my brother down and say, hey, what is this? I don't want to alarm my dad. It's in the house that he's living in. But there's like a puddle where in the middle of the floor. And how did that get there? Because I'm not seeing, there's no pipes overhead.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he's like, it's water, groundwater. That'd be fine. Oh, groundwater? I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah, it looked clean too. It looked like you could drink this water. I didn't drink it because it came from the ground.
I'm glad.
Although I'll eat things that come out of the ground. I won't, you know.
I refuse to eat anything that comes out of the ground. It's not natural.
Some comedian said that babies are the only thing that comes out of another human's body that you want to hold.
Yes.
Otherwise, no thank you.
So gross.
I don't know. I brachiated into that stupid
babies
past.
Are so gross.
You know something? Human beings as a basic species are so gross.
We're not designed well.
No. Well, there's a lot of holes. And,
a lot of holes.
And they
a lot
tend
of stuff
to
coming out.
Mess. Yeah, yep. And that's it. And I had the role of caregiving an adult, an 83-year-old adult, who was unable to manage their bowels at one point and was unable to manage their bladder at one point and had to do the full Monty. And it was a super humbling experience. But it was an enriching experience because you knew this is someone I love and someone who needed my help. And so I offered that. And it was my father coming out of a nursing home having broken his leg, and he had spent 2 months in a nursing home, his worst nightmare. And I had the joy, privilege, and challenge of transitioning him from this nursing home back into his home. Mm-hmm. And he was really the furthest thing from independent in that nursing home. Even though he had worked his muscles and gotten strong enough, everyone was taking care of all of his needs. So I had to kind of help him go from adult infant to you can live on your own in a short period of time. And and part of that was dealing with when accidents happen and stuff. And so you got to work it out and you got to do what you got to do. And we laughed about it and we got through it. And ultimately it was a messy situation because it was, we were too close for too long, have not lived in the same house for a really long time. And we are polar opposite human beings. You see how I dress and how I am. I'm not someone who cares a lot about his appearance. Mm-hmm. My dad is a person who cares a lot about his appearance. You know, he cares a lot about. He has two basic products in his house. Wet tires, which is something you spray in your tires to make them look wet like you've just washed them.
Yeah.
And he's got big, thick white walls on his Cadillac, so he wants to take care of those even though he hasn't driven it in 3 years. And your hair looks great. It is spray paint in a hairspray can that you spray onto your hair to thicken it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like there were six cans of this stuff in varying colors of black, gray, no white, and four cans of wet tires in this tiny little house. I'm like, this is an issue of priorities.
Yeah. Wow.
Something there. I also found a corn husker. So you picture it like it's a plastic bagel, right?
Yeah.
With a hole in the center that's large enough for an
for
ear
the
of corn.
Yeah.
And then you drag this over the cob. It's got a blade and it cuts all the kernels off the cob. I found a surgical cryo-freeze spray gun in his cabinet. So if you want to just take off a mole or a human ear, spray the sucker on. It'll get hard and you just chip it off. I mean, there were so many little odd things that I found, but I also found some delightful things. And I pulled out old things that he hadn't seen in years and decorated his house with stuff that were mementos of his life, which I learned later he hated because I was moving stuff.
You were changing things.
He's like Kathy Bates from Misery, yeah, right? If you move one Hummel, he's going to know and probably kill you. Okay, so that was an extreme description of my father, but he does like things exactly the way he likes things. My time caring for Dad was short but intense. We both learned a lot about ourselves and each other that week. One thing I learned is that caregiving is really hard, even if you adore the person for whom you're caring, and it's vital to their survival. So we keep on caring and hope that when our time comes, there'll be someone there to care for us. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for tuning us in.